everyone, I am Strumpf, and today I'll be interviewing Recycled Garbage, who has made it to the top 8 of the championship. Congratulations, and hi!
Hi.
Can you start us off by telling me a bit about yourself?
So, my name is Recycled Garbage. I'm from Canada. I live in Belgium right now. I live in Brussels, and before I lived in Switzerland, and also I was working in Germany too, so always happy to try to speak German or French or whatever you guys want to speak. I'm a musician, so like maybe one of the few, or that's not like a mathematician or statistician or another smart person. And yeah, I just play Dominion as a hobby, so yeah, it's fun. I don't know what else to... Oh, I'm 28 years old. That's my last thing. Yeah.
Did you have a birthday in between our interviews?
Yeah. After our last interview, I had a birthday. It was August 2026. Yeah.
Oh, 2 months ago. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Yeah. Another year. Yeah. It's cool.
And I totally forgot that I should do this in German with you.
Yeah.
I was determined to do a little German.
The German. Yeah. Ja?
Was für Hobbys hast du noch so, außer du
mit ich mag viel Fitness-Sachen. Ich sage mal, ich Gewicht. Fitnesszentrum, aber ich weiß nicht, wie man sagt, Weightlifting. Also, ja, schwere Sachen.
Gewichtheben,
okay. Super, danke. Ich war seit 3 Tagen in Luxemburg und ich habe den ganzen Tag auf Deutsch gesprochen und ich habe, wow, super, ich kann noch ein bisschen Deutsch sprechen. Ich habe nicht alles verloren, weil... In Brüssel spreche ich nur Französisch und Englisch. Also ja, finde ich super, ein bisschen Deutsch zu sprechen. Sprechen auch.
Du sprichst super, das ist voll gut.
Danke, danke.
I was gonna ask.
Ja, ich habe auch geunterrichtet in Deutsch. Also ja, ich habe meine Schlagzeugklasse gehabt in Deutschland. Also ja, kenne ich viel mehr, also Musikerworte, Musikerspezifische Worte als andere Sachen, aber ja.
Ja, Trommel.
Ja. Und ja, genau. Schlagzeugtrommel, Handgelenk, genau, ja. Solche Sachen. Ja.
I was gonna ask, because with being from Canada and speaking French, do you speak Quebecois as well, or did you learn?
It's not really a language. So it's just more like
yeah, it's a dialect, but there are like pretty distinctive differences, no?
Yeah, you can understand. It's not like, okay, we'll say like, we can compare also like dialect, like how much you could understand it. I think French speakers, if they made an effort, could understand Quebecois. They just like, if you're from France, you just don't make an, I feel like people don't make an effort as much.
Yeah, I know.
Like, because Quebecois can easily understand French people and talk, but then it's like not reciprocated. So it's actually just, I think it's just a matter of becoming used to it. It's not like a dialect says like, they don't change any words or anything. They have different slang, but that's just like, even... For example, in the U.S., or I mean, even in Germany or in the U.S., like if you come in from a different region, you have different slang. So I wouldn't consider it like a strong dialect or anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah.
I just...
And also like...
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say like what they do a lot is like this français anglais, like franglais.
Mm-hmm.
So we like, they do like a lot of English words or like add English words or switching between English and French a lot. That's quite typical. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a Quebecois friend who lives here, and he's always like raging against French people from France.
Not the machine.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Going back to Dominion. So you named a few of your favorite and least favorite cards in our other interview. Do you mind repeating that, or has that changed in the past? What has it been, like three months? Has anything changed?
I think it hasn't changed that much. No. I've changed. I'm older now. I said like Gamble, Delay, and Cavalry. I don't know. Like those are the ones that for me really changed the game. Like, so you can really do more, like you have way more choices and things to do. Like those are the cards that make it more complicated, I guess, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So every turn you have extra choices to make, which I think is fun. Yeah. That's all I can say about those ones, yeah.
And least favorite?
same as before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Stuff that just makes you like lose really quickly. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Possession or tournament or other, like, I don't know. A lot of some of the attack cards like Cultist or Witch or what's the other one? I always forget the names because like I used to have the game in English and German, and now I don't really know all the English names of the cards. But the other cards like Easy Curses, all those attack cards that are like
familiar,
clogging your deck. Yeah, familiar. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. That one. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. What do you find to be the most challenging card to play with in Dominion?
Possession and Develop. Those are like the cards that I feel like I really took a long time to learn, or I still am learning how to use them properly.
That is so curious because like both Haka 3 and Janelle's also said Develop. I'm seeing a pattern emerge.
More choices. Procession, I just feel like, I mean, there's the Procession stuff, like it's super obvious with like Horse, but I mean like other, even just like more like smaller examples of it, like even using it just normally without the Horse shenanigans, like it's just super, I don't know. Sometimes like I've lost games where the opponent just like only buys Possession and like a few other cards, and I just like they just pile like on super fast, and like I've just been sometimes a bit confused by that card, like how good it is or how bad it is depending on
yeah
I don't know, it's just really explosive, so like yeah at some point you're like oh
yeah
I can just do so much stuff.
Totally Can you talk about what we would call, quote-unquote, your Dominion career, how it started, and what some of the highlights have been?
My Dominion career, I played a little bit in person, like maybe a few games. I don't know, like 2 or 3 days we played the game in person, and then just the base game we had in Intrigue, I think. And then I just like found it super addictive, and then... So when I wanted to play online, it was like in 2016 or something. And then at that point, I don't know if I didn't look properly, but there was not like an online like that is now. There was nothing. I didn't find like a, it said like coming, like the website was coming soon or something. And yeah, I don't know if that's, yeah, but I couldn't play online yet. So I waited a bit. And then after like at some point, it was like end of 2016 or something, or 2017, it was like online. And then I could start playing. Like I wasn't checking regularly or anything. I just like checked back like, oh, look, it's available now. And I started playing a bit online. So, yeah. Then I played ladder until I was like level 20, 62. not 26, 62. I like leveled down. And then I was like 62. And then I like was kind of, I don't know. Yeah, cool. And then I did the tournament thing. And it was like, man, this is really difficult. There's a lot of good players, etc. I joined the league. I was like, wow, there's so many good players. And then played in the league a bit. And then I... quits for now, and then now I don't know, I played like the grand market thing, and then the championship, that's all I've done. So but everything I've done has been super fun. And yeah, well organized, and I like the events that are available. I like the community too. I'm surprised still that that's like so organized and well done, and everything's cool. I don't know, I'm only part of this Discord, so I have no idea how it works otherwise, but yeah.
So do you feel like there are notable differences between the tournament this year and last year, apart from your performance?
Apart from my performance, yeah.
Is the performance just a... I just remember that you were saying, like, I didn't go back and check, but you didn't perform as well last year, and you were kind of
totally
surprised by the sheer, like, volume of other, like, great players.
Yeah, exactly. Like, when you, I don't know, like, last time I was kind of, like, in my head, it was, like, what your rating is on leaderboard is, like, how good you are at the game. Mm-hmm. So that's just, like, I think it's really obvious that you would think that at the beginning. And then suddenly there was, like, players who had, like, a very low rating on leaderboard but were extremely good. And mm-hmm. I was just, like, oh. So I probably, what I did it wrong was just, like, underestimate my opponents or, like, kind of be too relaxed or something like that. And, like, yeah, just... Mm-hmm. Or, like, kind of choosing strategies that are, like, not efficient, like too complex for no reason, or just like dumb stuff. So yeah, I think this year I was just more like to the point, and just Yeah, I didn't make like the mistakes I made like before. Like, for example, if you're ahead, like don't relax. Like if you're winning, like if you're 1-0, 2-0, you are still just as concentrated as you were before and stuff like that. Like stay focused and I don't know. Yeah. And I guess ideally it shouldn't matter who your opponent is. Like the game is unchanged, but yeah, I guess also don't stress if you play like a good opponent or whatever, and don't be underestimate bad, like number wise, bad, like bad ones. You know what I mean? Like if, yeah. So just treat everyone like the same, or I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it does. And but also yeah. Like I'm, this might be a weird question, but I was wondering, in your bracket, when like a strong player is eliminated, like sooner than you have expected, do you feel relief or regret that you might not potentially meet them?
I guess it would, like, it probably statistically would make my chance of winning greater. So I guess that would be good. But I was not following so much, like, mm-hmm. who was playing whom and if people got eliminated early or not. I just was more like checking at the end, like when there was like 4 or 8 of us left, I was kind of seeing like who was left. And yeah, anyways, like for example, the one before me was like Sycamatic versus Freaky. They're like both really good, so it wouldn't have mattered like who. Like they're both like this, like just as good, like it's so yeah, at some point it's just like you're just really good and it doesn't really matter who's winning,
yeah,
or losing.
Yeah, it was just a nice coincidence because like last time I asked you who you'd like to play and you mentioned Freaky, and so
yep.
You got that.
It was cool. It's also nice just to, like, I mean, the idea I was thinking is like that I could just play everyone who's really good eventually, like not just like,
yeah,
for example, like not like I would rather play like if there was 10 really good players, like play each one of them once instead of playing like 1-10 times. So I like played Freaky and now I get to play RTT. So great. I get to play a lot of the really good players. I'm happy about that.
Yeah. Do you pretty have cool. Something like a pre-match routine or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Like some people were thinking about that too. Like I always think like, yeah, like, cause like in most sports or things that you do competitively, you should warm up before. But I feel like if I do warm up in Dominion, it just makes me like kind of on like not as concentrated afterwards or something. It's like I don't know.
Yeah.
And if I did warm up, who, like, you would play against Lord Raddington or something, which is just really dumb. So I wouldn't. I don't know. Not really. No. Maybe I could spectate a game like to get in the mindset, but I'd usually just go straight into it. Mm. Yeah.
That makes sense.
But then I also like often fumble the first game. So who? What am I? I don't know. I don't even know if that's good advice.
Never go in cold.
Like, whoa, and then okay, now I'm in. Yeah.
Have there been memorable games in your career?
Like competitively, maybe. I don't know. There were some games like that I played like well with Develop or something. I'm like, yeah, I did it. Like, there was one league match against Sycamatic that I played a good Develop board. Like, it was like Develop with Spices and like some other good 4-costing card. So you can like always buy a Spice, develop it into a gold and a 4-costing card. And if you have like a Village, you can just kind of like cycle like that. And it's really strong, especially if you're getting like the Spice gold thing happening, then you're just getting like a lot of money super quickly. So that was really fun and cool. Maybe some games with Crabcat that I play or develop also with Animal Fair. I was thinking like developing Animal Fair into Province and Gold, also. Ooh, really, really strong.
Nice.
Yeah. And buying the Animal Fair for free at some point, like earlier, you know, that's also really good. If there's not much draw or like the deck is thick and like you have not much choice, like to have at least some 3 or 4 develops and some 3 or 4 Animal Fairs and just kind of go with that. And that could probably get you a lot of Provinces, Duchies pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. I played like some games with Crabcat, like, oh yeah, like when you have like the shelters and stuff, and then you have like, I had a game like where you like, I think on ladder even, like that I popped like the magic lamp on turn 4. That's wow. That's happened before.
Wow.
So you can get that. Yeah. It's possible. Or like where there was one game I played with Crabcat online just for fun, like where he got an altar like on turn 2 or something, where like you're like, oh, game over, and then like somehow I managed to get like a populate on turn 5 or something like that. It was like With a livery. So it's just completely like I had a livery too. So you get like 10 horses or something.
Wow.
And then by turn six, you're like drawing your deck and getting like all 30 horses. So that's like also possible. I mean, it's very unlikely, but it's like pretty funny stuff.
Uh-huh. Sounds
livery and populated. Completely ridiculous.
Yeah. Sounds style point worthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have any speculations about the next expansion, Allies?
I haven't read the things yet about it. I just know the title. So it seems like it'll just get some... My actual speculation was like, just based on the title and nothing else, that I have literally know nothing at all. Mm-hmm. That you get like maybe some... If you have allies, you have to also have like enemies, I guess. Like, so... Ooh. I don't know if like that could be like the Young Witch and Bane thing, like where you have cards that cancel each other out, or interactions like that.
Uh-huh.
Or something like more interactive, or like if you have a something like an enemy, there's something that can cancel it out or something like that. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking somehow with more interaction between the players, that would maybe something that would I don't know exactly how that would work, but I remember there was like some I can't remember what I read now. It was like a rotate thing or a shuffle or like...
Oh, yeah.
Flip your deck.
Rotating split pile, something like that.
Yeah, split. Okay, yeah.
Very, very curious.
Yeah, so I don't know what that means at all, but yeah.
We'll find out.
You just got to rotate the deck 360 and then...
Yeah, exactly.
Or 180 and just play upside down for the rest of the game. That's the trick.
Yeah, we have to spice it up.
That's my only speculation. I don't know anything, so sorry. I had one good guess, that's all.
That's totally fine.
Yeah.
What would be a spooky variation of your name?
Spooky variation is like one use plastic cup or I don't know, oil spill or something.
Or
I
like
don't know.
A plastic thing in a plastic bag in a plastic bag in a plastic bag.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, great. I love it.
excessive packaging. yeah.
Well,
Amazon packaging or something like that.
Oh, yeah. That could be your avatar.
Getting the Halloween spirit, like getting scared of some... Like those rings they have around the six packs or whatever that like kill animals in the ocean, like getting, oh.
Yes. Exactly. That would be very spooky. Yeah.
Excessive waste.
Well, thank you. I think, do you have anything else to share? Because that was all I wanted to ask you.
I do not. I wish everyone best of luck, I guess.
Well, yeah, you'll be meeting RTT. I don't know if you have scheduled the match yet.
Yeah.
But
Saturday at UTC 17. So,
okay.
7 p.m. our time.
Best of luck to you. And thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for interviewing and connecting people, as always.
Ah, well. You're very welcome, and I thank you. Bye.
Bye.